We cheered Michael Matthews when he won a stage only 3 days ago. He says he could have won another one, but he had to go to the toilet.
He had to take a leak.
You got to laugh, don't you? Mike Tomalaris, good morning. Is that true?
That is true, TK, very much so. I mean, when these guys have got to go, they've got to go. You'd like to think that there are other options, but especially when you're sitting on a saddle for up to 6 hours. But he had to get off his bike, and I think it might have cost him some time. But more importantly, it may cost him because he's chasing the green jersey. The green jersey currently worn by Marcel Kittel, the big German. And there's 79 points that he's got to make up between where we are here on the second rest day and the Paris finish on Sunday. Lots of mountains. It's not to say that Michael Matthews will claim that green jersey, but he's got a big mountain to climb between now and Paris.
Hey, good morning, Mike. We saw Chris Froome yesterday, a broken bike, lost 45 seconds. They pushed pretty hard to get him back to the group. What was said at today's presser with Team Sky and what happened with the bike?
Yeah, Chris Froome's under a lot of pressure. He's won this thing 3 times, which is an incredible achievement already. Potentially a fourth title coming his way come Sunday. But he says that this is the most challenging tour, most challenging time of his career. I mean, when you think about it, only 30 seconds separates the top three riders. Mm. 72 seconds separates the top five riders. It is the closest Tour de France during my time here and in recent memory. It is very, very close. We've got one more week to go, 6 more days. Three of those stages will be in the Alps. There's the time trial on Saturday before the Paris finish on Sunday. Now, Chris Froome's in a good position, obviously. He leads this race. He's got the yellow jersey, and he is a specialist when it comes to the time trial. So those riders below him on the general classification, I'm talking about Fabio Aru in second place, the Italian, Romain Bardet, the Frenchman, in third place, and you've got the Colombian, Rigoberto Urán, in fourth, and the Irishman in Dan Martin in fifth place. Now, these guys have to be in front of Chris Froome come time trial time on Saturday. And that means there's only one option for them. Attack the yellow jersey through the mountains in the Alps in this final week. There's no other option because, as I say, Froome has got the wood on them when it comes to the race against the clock.
All right. So you'd still, if you're down to your last $10, Chris Froome at tab.com.au, Mike, he's still a $1.35 chance.
Yeah, look.
So they clearly expect him to win. Yeah,
that's a fair call. But you know what? It is open. It is open. And don't discount Rigoberto Urán, who's in fourth place. He's a good time trialist as well. And look, 1:35 is ridiculous, if you ask me, because there's 6 days of racing left, and we have seen some vulnerability on Chris Froome over the last 2.5 weeks. He hasn't had it hasn't been plain sailing for him. He's had maintenance problems with his bike. He's come down a couple of times, not heavily. He's returned to the bike race. He's been attacked on several occasions. 1:35, if you ask me, is ridiculous. Don't discount those names that I've mentioned just a few moments ago, because it's a very open race.
Our listeners and viewers would like that, mate. Urán, who you're tipping as a bit of an outsider, he's a $12 chance. Chris Froome, currently $1.35. So, and Aru's $11.
That's a good bet.
Okay.
Urán is a good bet, if you ask me. He's only 29 seconds behind. And he can time trial, believe me.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. Good on you, Mike. Enjoy the Rhone, aren't you? That good wine comes out of there.
Pack your bags there.